of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Thursday, December 28th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Continuing on with this story, just to wrap it up, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, well, she's under a timeline. Why? Because next year, 2024, which I cannot wait for it to begin, for us to be officially in a presidential election year, heading into the elections to replace all of these people that we are going to replace next year. I am chomping at the bit. I have a strategy. I have a plan laid out. I have a vision of what we're going to do in every single county, and you're going to be a part of it. But there's a problem. With this court ruling of last Thursday, now today, you just heard on Michigan Talk News Network, they've got to redraw these 13 House and Senate districts. Well, if you redraw those, how does it impact the neighboring districts? This throws the entire state of Michigan, as far as I'm concerned, into total chaos. I don't even know how they're going to carry out the elections next year, but here's the problem. Remember this date. April 23rd. Kind of interesting. That will be the one-year anniversary that I started Missy's program with My Pure Health Solutions. April 23rd. This year, at 297 pounds, let's see what I am on April 23rd, when that is the filing deadline for primaries. Oh, this is going to get really interesting, folks. We are 4 months away, actually less than 4 months away, from a filing deadline for House seats, where every single, all 110 state representatives will be up for election or re-election next year in November. Well, they've got to get through a primary in August. The filing deadline for August is April 23rd. How are they possibly going to redraw the maps before April, giving then the Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's office time to update the qualified voter files? Clerks in this state are going to go ballistic. What if you're a clerk in one of these new districts? Now you've got to go into your qualified voter files and snatch up those voters from the newly drawn maps to make sure that the people even wanting to run for the offices to represent them in Lansing as a state house representative are even in the new map. Who gets to vote in the primary in August? Oh, this is going to be interesting. Now, the attorney and her team said they're going to submit a list of preferred candidates to serve as the special master. We're going to get into this in the next segment. Because usually, that's a court-appointed position by a judge to make sure that the judicial orders are followed. This is going to be, oh man, this is going to be interesting. We're going to get into this. We're going to continue on. We'll wrap this up eventually today. But you will be the most informed audience on what the heck's going on in Detroit and in these maps when we get done with today's show. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Well, today, 1 o'clock, there's a meeting to discuss this lawsuit And the executive director of the MICRC has already posted an agenda for that meeting that's going to take place on January the 11th. But you see, here is the process. This is the process you have to understand. The complete, absolute complete election of 2024, where you're going to have every state representative up for election or re-election in the entire state. These House districts are unconstitutional. They've got to be redrawn. Well, they have to be redrawn before April because of the April 23rd deadline for people to be able to file affidavits of identity to run for those offices. Now, they want a special master appointed by a judge to step in and help redraw the maps. The attorney Green for the plaintiff said that they will be submitting a list of preferred candidates to fill this role of special master. She declined to identify anyone by name, but said some on the list include Michigan residents who have experience in this area, as well as some nationwide candidates with experience in redistricting and drawing up these type of maps. The attorney went on to say it was never the intent of the plaintiffs to commandeer the process or to supplant the commission's work. But now that the maps have been determined to be unconstitutional, the liability has been found, I think it would be appropriate to furnish the commission with a special master who would have the ability to abide by all of the open transparency rules that have so far governed the commission, end quote, said the attorney. Are you kidding me, lady? Open transparency that have governed the commission so far. You mean the absolute joke of the public hearings they held where they allowed us to come and give public comment and then just did whatever the heck they wanted to do anyway? That type of open transparency? Really? Former state representative, again, Sherry Gay Dag Nogo, who led the press conference, said they are not relying on an inept commission. That's what she called them. Democratic former commissioner Dustin Wheaties, who announced his resignation before Christmas, and other commissioners, M.C. Rothorn, a Democrat, and Douglas Clark Jr., a Republican, submitted their resignations less than a week later after the ruling. The Federal Appeals Panel, U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Raymond Keith Ledge and U.S. District Judges Paul Maloney and Janet Neff heard the testimony back in November. The testimony came from five of the members of the MICRC, experts, including one who said the commission was, quote, playing dice, end quote, when it drew up the legislative maps starting in 2021. When they lowered the number of African-American black voters in a majority black Detroit area. One of the plaintiffs, Natalie Ban-Eam, a former teacher and one of the named plaintiffs, said the plaintiffs want to see fairness, partisan fairness, in drawing up the new maps. We want to see maps that do not dilute our voices and we want to make sure that the black leadership is understood and necessary. And with the new maps being redrawn, we want to make sure that the lessening of our black voices are not diluted. Black leadership matters, and under our watch, we want to make sure that we are represented with people who look like us, understand our communities, who can speak to the voices of our concerns, end quote. Interesting. But now comes the question. What would these replacements actually end up doing? After three of the individuals resigned from the Michigan Independent Redistricting Commission, critics now question their replacements. Who will be randomly selected from applicants who tried to get on the panel more than 3 years ago? Will they be prepared? Will they even be willing to serve? Are they willing to take on the task they'll be charged with? Well, again, the quote of the day, one of the plaintiffs from Detroit, Shirley Radden, said, "I personally feel this is just nonsensical for Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to pull names out of a hat, as we expect perhaps people from Birmingham or Bloomfield driving around in G-Wagons would actually be concerned with issues that face us here in Detroit." Well, where did this all begin? Let's back the bus up a little bit. The Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission. That's the title of the commission, the MICRC. It was a citizens panel that was created from Proposal 2 of 2018. 2.5 million people voted for it in that general election that elected Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Attorney General Dana Nessel, while dealing with a Republican majority in the House and the Senate. Well, they didn't like that. Because, you see, Governor Gretchen Whitmer couldn't get anything accomplished with the Republicans controlling the House and the Senate. So they had to redraw the maps. And they had to redraw the maps in such a way that the next election of 2020 could be changed. Didn't get the work done. Finally got it implemented. And guess what happened? It went into effect for the 2022 election. Well, when they came up with the new maps, new districts were redrawn. Many of you ended up in new districts, like Dave Ajima, Barb Ajima, Rick, Officer Rick, us here in the 104th, and throughout the entire state. While they wanted to and intended to create competitive seats in Southeast Michigan, the commission blended Detroit neighborhoods with many of the surrounding communities, mostly in Oakland and Macomb counties, in those suburb areas to be blended in with the city of Detroit. Well, again, we could go today, December 21st, three-judge panel ruled that the maps violated the United States Voting Rights Act and the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution. Within the six-day period, December 21st through the 26th, the commissioners, three of them, resigned. Now, it was very interesting because one of the commissioners, the Republican, Clark, was targeted in conversations. Why? He now lives in California. Supposedly, this is the Republican. He relocated there after February 22 to be closer to family members while undergoing treatment for some very serious personal health issues. One of the other commissioners, a Democrat, he was called out as well because he started renting an apartment in Illinois in October of 22 because of a job opportunity he was offered. This was with a railroad company based in Illinois who has a residency requirement. So what did he do? He rented an apartment. Does he live there? Who knows? Now the district has to redraw at least 13 legislative districts, 6 in the Senate, 7 in the House. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's office announced that on January 3rd, they will be pulling 3 names out of a hat from a pool of semi-finalist applicants from when? 2020. These people were interested in serving back 3 years ago. They applied to be on the commission October 24th of 2019 through June 1st of 2020. Currently, 52 people listed as possible replacements are affiliated with the Democrat Party, 54 are affiliated with the Republican Party. But yeah, she's just going to randomly draw 3 names out of a hat. Right. I totally believe that. Not. Benson also informed the judges early December that her office would need around 4 months after a map is drawn to be able to modify the qualified voter files. Again, for the April 23rd filing deadline for House primary elections. Well, guess what, folks? That's 17 weeks from today, to be specific. One of the political science professors at the Communist Oakland University said this, quote, I'll be curious to see if the folks that are randomly selected, even want to do it at this point. Because I think there was some novelty about it at the beginning, having the ability to draw all these maps and sort of put your stamp on the state for an entire decade until the next census. But now people are coming in after the fact with all this negative publicity that the commission has had. It would not surprise me if some of these people drawn say no thank you and take a pass, end quote. How much does the job pay? And really, who wants to serve? We'll wrap this up next segment. Bottom of the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.